This sermon is by the Reverend J. Christy Ramsey. May you be blessed to be a blessing. The scripture reading comes to us from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. It's on page 58 and 59 in your pew Bibles. Should you care to read along as I read aloud? Listen for the word of God written. And Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And there was a woman who for 18 years had a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent doubled and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her over to and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your sickness." He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made erect again and began glorifying God. But the synagogue official, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, began saying to the crowd in response, "There are 6 days in which work should be done, so come during them and get healed, not on the Sabbath." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and his donkey from the stall and lead him away to water him? And this woman, a daughter of Abraham, as she is, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, should she not be released from this bond on the Sabbath day?" As he said this, all his opponents were being humiliated, and the entire crowd was rejoicing over all the glorious things being done by him. The word of the Lord. Good Sabbath is a greeting among the Jews. Good Sabbath is what they would say instead of "Have a nice weekend," or "It's Friday," or something like this. They would say, "Good Sabbath." What is a good Sabbath for you? If you could design a perfect Sabbath day, what would it be? What would be your perfect Sabbath? Brunch? Going to church? Sunday comics? A good nap? Who's a napper? Anyone? Yes, all right, I'm in the right place. Football, I heard some football coming in today. Baseball, being with family, it's good Sabbath. Sleeping in till noon, I have a niece, that's every day for her. You know, we struggle with what a good Sabbath is. Sunday is now the second most popular shopping day of the week. I used to go out with a group of church folk right after worship. We would go out to dinner every Sunday for a meal. And I used to consider this, you know, that all the people working to keep that restaurant open, including for a while one of our members. And I thought, what is a good Sabbath? Taking off work to go to church and then having servants work to bring us lunch. You may not be surprised that struggling over what is a good Sabbath is as old as creation. Exodus 20:11 roots the Sabbath in creation in its recording of the Ten Commandments. "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and consecrated it." Now, before the Revolutionary War in this country, by law, Sabbath included church attendance. Let's just think a moment how great that would be for our churches. What a deal. That'd be super. But even then, it started unraveling. But and even today, and through the years, different things have been prohibited. Everything from car sales to sales of alcohol. In fact, for a while, you weren't allowed to play shuffleboard on the Sabbath. All in the name of keeping the Sabbath separate and apart and a day for rest. The Supreme Court have waded into the Sabbath several times. One of the most memorable ones, a huge big opinion, is in 1961, where the Supreme Court actually described what for them or for our country was a good Sabbath. And it, when it upheld mandatory Sunday closing laws. That's what they said. The state's purpose is not merely to provide one day in seven work stoppage. In addition to this, the state seeks to set one day apart from all others, as a day of rest, repose, recreation, and tranquility, a day on which all members of the family and all the community have the opportunity to spend and enjoy together, a day on which there exists relatively quiet and a disassociation from the everyday intensity of commercial activities, a day on which people may visit friends and visit relatives who are not available during normal working days. And that's from Supreme Court. Creation rest. Now that is where our friendly neighborhood Pharisee gets his idea on what a good Sabbath is. Note, it isn't about just about one day of rest, but it also specifies 6 days of work. We're closed today. Come back tomorrow or the next day. The Pharisee is reminding people of this traditional and biblical definition. He makes a good point. While it is allowed to save someone's life or care for an urgent medical need, of course, that makes sense. In this case, there is no reason to break the Sabbath. I mean, she can wait until tomorrow if she's been suffering 18 years. What's another day? Now, every now and then, I have public service announcements. Now, you know what a public service announcement is? That's things that interrupt the regular programming and tells you things that are just good to know. That's just helpful. Things you should know that makes you a better citizen and person in general. Well, this is my public service announcement. There's no extra charge. Already been paid. That's good. When you're studying a scripture that includes a Pharisee, now they say ruler of the synagogue here. That's a little bit nice, but it's a Pharisee. Read it once and put yourself in the place of the Pharisee. Put you in there. Now, this will be helpful because, believe it or not, and I'm not putting down anyone, certainly not putting down myself, this would be helpful because good Pharisees back then weren't too far from good Presbyterians right now. Because, you see, come on, the Pharisees, they were the community leaders, the respectable people. These were the folks that you wanted to have as references on your resume. These were the good guys. They were sincerely religious, serious about their faith, and upset about how secular culture had become. Now, if that doesn't hook you in thinking, well, that sounds pretty much like us, think about this. If you need any more evidence about how they are our spiritual companions on this journey of life, the Pharisees liked their religion done decently and in order. End of service announcement. Now, if you can't quite put yourself in the place of Pharisees, that's fine. Then at least for today, at least for the rest of the message even, don't dismiss them as foolish folk, unworthy of being heard or considered. Consider them instead as good, sincere, intelligent, and devout religious folk of their time. Yeah, I'm telling you, you would like them as neighbors and friends. Our friend here is faithfully quoting the practical and traditional view of the Sabbath that had been followed with good effect for centuries, that needs no redefining. If something can wait until after the Sabbath, come on, then it must wait. And the unasked healing of a decades-long, non-life-threatening condition could certainly wait another day. He's right. He's faithful. Now, in honor of our Pharisee and in deference to his counsel, let's wait a bit on Jesus' response to him. While we're waiting, let's take a jaunt over from Exodus 20 to Deuteronomy 5. You may not know, but there's two places where there are 10 commandments. There's still 10. We didn't get 20. They're the same commandments, just two different places. Deuteronomy 5 also lists the commandments. And it considers something that you may not have thought of when you think of Sabbath. What's Sabbath for a slave? A slave never rests. Only free men and women get to take a day off. In fact, Deuteronomy 5's listing of the Ten Commandments, the freedom to rest is citing as a reason to be a good Sabbath. After almost the same wording about resting on the Sabbath for four verses in Exodus 20, they almost match right up. Deuteronomy has a different fifth and final verse about the Sabbath. As a reason for the command to rest is rooted not in creation, where God rests, but in salvation, in freedom, in liberation. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy 5:15. Here's where Jesus is. Because Jesus, it talks all about freedom, untying, loosing the bonds of Satan had of this woman, giving her the freedom to stand up from being tied and bound over. Jesus points out that it's allowable, expected, required to untie an animal on the Sabbath, to lead it to food and water and shelter. Everybody knows that. Now, strictly speaking, untying is work and not allowed by Sabbath rules. But an exception is made, common sense, so that the animal doesn't have to suffer by our religious observance. And Jesus, being a good rabbi kind of guy, argues from the lesser to the greater and said, can't we treat this daughter of Abraham, this child of God, as well as we do an animal? Releasing her from Satan's bond must be allowed, even celebrated on the Sabbath, where we remember that God released us from the bondage of our oppressors. Where our Pharisee friends is over in Exodus 20, Jesus is over in Deuteronomy 5. But they're not opposed to one another. For you see, the Sabbath is not just rest, but freedom for all people, even animals, to rest. Both Deuteronomy and Exodus state that no work is done by human or beast, by slave or free, by Jew or foreigner. The Sabbath is a celebration of freedom, not the banning of activity, but a declaration that at least for today, at least one day out of the week, no one, man or beast, woman, child, foreigner, slave, one day out of the week, people remember that they are not slaves. They are free by God's action. So we dig under the rule and find the reason. Not that just we need to rest because God did, but that we can rest because of what God did. Not that we should rest, but that we can rest. That's what we celebrate. That God has made it possible for us to rest. It isn't up to us. God has provided a good creation for us. God has led us into freedom. As my favorite Psalm verse says, Psalm 127, verse 2, it is in vain to rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For the Lord provides for the beloved as they sleep. Psalm 127, 2 combines the idea of freedom from work with the rest in the provision and grace of God. It is so easy, so tempting, so siren song of easiness to let our faith slip into merely following rules, forgetting that the rules are rooted in the heart of God and that should be coming from our heart and not from rules on the outside that describe what's on the inside. Let me put it this to you. When one of my children, and they're old enough now that they pull this on their charges, when one of my children would ask me in a whining tone, you've heard the whine, you know what it is. If they have to do something, you know, that's really not a request for information. That's a complaint, just so you know. If they have to do something, like go on a family trip or go to a church service or go to sports or music practice or anything else requiring effort, I tell them, no, 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 no. Good news. You don't have to. You get to. Lucky you. You're blessed. You have a family that loves to spend time with you. God knows why. We just do. We love to spend time with you and want to go on vacation and trips with you. Lucky you. You get that. Not everybody has that. We have the time and the money and the interest to take a trip. Aren't you blessed? You get to go with us. You have freedom of religion even as a child and a God who welcomes you in worship. You have an opportunity to learn in school, to practice a sport, to learn how to play music. God bless it. You get to do those things. You get to. Not have to. You get to have a Sabbath. Because you are free from toil and from oppression, from having to work constantly, eating the bread of anxious toil. You get to rest. It isn't about the burden of following some rules of the Sabbath, but the reality of God's grace that frees us from slavery. If Sabbath is a job, you're doing it wrong. You got it backwards. Sabbath is not an exchange of chains. So approach life and faith as Jesus shows us here. Following the will of God to make people free, to lift them out of bondage of working like a slave for other, even if that other is religious rules that bind instead of free people. May we all be free from our own self-imposed and imposed by others bondage of body and spirit and will. Enjoy the creation that our good God has made, and blessed is good. And have a good Sabbath.